Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number three of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, who is on assignment. Fred, you know, I say this every time I fill in for him. Fred Penny, I hope that wherever he is, he's relaxing, because that guy, talk about burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. I'll get text messages from him about stories and things that we're going to cover on Radio Law Talk every day of the week, as late as 11 o'clock, 12 at night, midnight. And then I'll get them again starting at about, you know,
five.
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And it's, dude, when do you sleep? Good heavens. So,
he doesn't. He's Dracula in disguise.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, the dead giveaway is that he hangs upside down, swinging. stealing the trope there. Sorry. That voice you heard was Denise Dirks, who is looking at me as if I have said something amiss, which probably is not incorrect. Denise, how are you? How are you holding up the third hour?
I'm doing well, and I'm looking forward to the third hour.
Yes, we got some cool stuff to talk about. Alec Baldwin, a drunk polygraph test, somebody left on train tracks. No, this isn't.
And an update on Johnny Depp.
Yes.
This is what I've been waiting for all 2 hours.
That's right. That's right. We may even get to a little snippet about student loan forgiveness and some people that are up in arms about that. And then we got Cal behind the glass there in the booth. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Holding out just fine. Just got some. I brought a small stash of yogurt covered raisins. So I'm doing that to keep my energy up.
Yogurt covered raisins. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that actually sounds really good.
They are pretty good.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I was about ready to say, way to bring a snack that has almost a 100% guarantee of not being stolen by me.
You with your McDonald's cup in front of you showing that you had McDonald's again for breakfast.
It is a Diet Coke. Okay.
And it's not just breakfast, it's a snack as well. It was a big size one, so it carries over for 3 hours.
It is followed up by a bottle of Mountain Dew that I haven't tapped into yet.
Perfect.
But that may be coming up here in about 15 minutes when I need that last energy boost to get me through.
You know what my ex-husband called Mountain Dew?
Instructions?
Mountain Dewy.
Mountain Dewy.
Mountain Dewy, because he's from Austria and the W was like a V-wee.
Yeah.
Mountain Dewy? Like that.
Mountain Dewy.
You know, I never used to drink Mountain Dew. Then I had a trial. It was in it was 2020, but just before the pandemic hit. And I'm in the middle of this trial, felony case, several counts. And, I mean, it was when I had my own law office, and it was just me. No assistants. I was doing this. I'd get home, take a little bit of a nap, then immediately start prepping for the next day. And I would prep till I saw the sun coming up, and then I knew I had to take a shower, get ready, and go. And that was my schedule Monday through Friday for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And
did you win?
Yes.
Good man.
Full acquittal, all counts. And thank heaven for Mountain Dew. I don't know that I would have. I can tell you this. That was my schedule Monday through Friday. Saturdays, nothing would wake me up. Saturdays and Sundays, I was out until about noon on Sunday. Then I had to get ready for Monday. So.
And, you know, it's an oxymoron, him having a Diet Coke from McDonald's and then him having the double booster caffeinated full sugar Mountain Dew.
Well, a person has to make choices in life, you know.
Well, I look at it this way. The only way I can drink the full sugar Mountain Dew is if I drink the sugar-free Diet Coke. If this were a regular Coke, then the Mountain Dew would have been too much.
It would have been redundant.
Go ahead and mix them together.
Yes.
Just dump the Dew right there in the Diet Coke and let's see how that works.
Okay, here's a trivia question for you. Which character in a popular sitcom of the time had as their favorite beverage Pepsi and milk.
Was that Jethro Clampett of the Beverly Hillbillies?
It was not.
Was it, what is, Cosby?
No.
No?
It was not Cosby.
Newer or older?
Older than Cosby. Older than the Cosby Show.
That's what I mean.
Older than the Cosby Show.
I Leave It to Beaver?
No. Newer than Leave It to Beaver.
Okay,
so we kind of put that framework in. And it was Pepsi with milk?
Yes. How about this?
Was it a cartoon or was it a real person?
It was a real person. Here's another hint. Have you ever heard the term jumping the shark?
Oh, my gosh, Happy Days.
Okay. It was a sitcom that was a spinoff.
Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley.
And who was it?
Lenny or Squiggy?
No.
Laverne?
It was Laverne.
I'll be fine.
Her favorite beverage to relax was Pepsi and milk.
Well, good
That's
for her.
That's horrific.
I have never tried it, but I've always wanted to. But I still
okay, next week, guys, I'm bringing the Pepsi and milk.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Donut.
And we'll talk to Fred about bringing some donuts. And then
we'll
all just jitter our way out of here after the show.
Cal, you said you had a case or no case that was, what was it, rock and roll related?
Yeah, do I ever. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
They were a famous rock and roll band on tour. Their opening act was an up-and-coming and now also very famous rock and roll band. The headliner said, do what you want to do, but as part of our contractual agreement, you may not go out onto this, what we call the tongue of the stage, but it is the long apron in front of the stage. Don't go out there, they said. We use that to cavort during our act, and it's for our exclusive use. It's right there in the contract. The opening act at the Nebworth Music Festival had finally had enough of the headliners bossing them around, so the lead singer of the opening act took two fellow band members out and performed what is now one of the most iconic guitar solos known to mankind to the adoring crowd. This so bothered the headliners that after the show, they decided to see if they could file an action because the opening act had violated the terms of the contract and almost literally upstaged them, and figuratively, or is it downstage? Well, anyway, the point is, downstage them. They were most unhappy. The headliner's band leader, Michael, asked their lawyers if they could sue over the breach because of their patented stage extension had been used in violation of the contract and damaged them by downgrading their performance and reputation. So I guess that's what this comes down to. Denise, case or no case here?
Do we have to guess the band?
If you guess the band and the song, the iconic song, you get two extra points.
Oh, okay. So we have to guess the opening act band and the song.
Either band is worth a point.
Oh, okay.
And clarify, Michael was the lead singer of the
Headliners.
Headliner band, yeah.
Okay. That is interesting.
And do we have a decade that we can refer to?
I'd have to think about that. The story is not dated. And Nebworth, I don't think they have it anymore at the same location. So I'm going to guess late 70s, early 80s. And it is truly a guess on my part. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. Okay, so headliners can't go to the tongue of the stage.
But you've got to
and
think.
And they played. What was the? They didn't do a drum solo.
No,
they did
guitar
a
solo. An iconic guitar solo. I mean, just change the world kind of a guitar solo. It was not Deliverance. No.
Yes, it was Deliverance on the tongue of the stage. Wow, that's really.
Oh boy. Grandpa.
Oh my goodness. I was thinking it wasn't a dueling banjos, but you're right. That's not a guitar, is it?
Nope. That's a
okay. Well, I'm thinking that we're going to have to welcome everybody back after our break to hear my answer because I need some additional time, Todd.
I do, too.
If you need additional information, I wish I could help you.
But I have an idea.
That's what counts. As for what we'll do is we'll do the case or no case answer first, then you can guess bands and songs after that. Okay, fair enough?
Fair enough.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit with Todd and Denise and the answer to case or no case. That's right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Whiny.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we are back here for Case or No Case, and the setup here is a band, the headlining band took issue with the actions of one of the warm-up act, because the headlining band had this rule that the warm-up act could not use the tongue of the stage. That is the part of the stage that extends forward out into the crowd. And they had been touring together, and finally the opening band said, you know what, to heck with it, we're going to do this. And they went out and used the tongue of the stage to play what Cal has described is the iconic Change the Game guitar solo on the tongue of the stage, and then the headlining band wanted to see if they could file a lawsuit against the opening act for violating the terms of the agreement.
And cheapening the price of the tickets, making them look worse. They were not happy about that. So the question is, case or no case, what's the name of the band or the bands, and what guitar solo might it have been based on that information? And Denise, you get to go first.
All right. I'm going to say no case.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say that it was the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix.
Good one. Todd Kuhnem, what do you say?
Well, you know, I'm going to agree with Denise that this is no case.
Okay.
But what I'll say is, and Cal, this gives you an opportunity to get points, okay, because we're both guessing no case.
Okay.
But this is based upon a true scenario of an up-and-coming band that was literally blowing, and when I say literally, I mean, well, not literally, figuratively blowing the headlining act off such that people would show up for the opening band and then leave before the headliner showed up. And the two bands are headlining act Black Sabbath, opening band Van Halen. The iconic guitar solo was Eruption, and Van Halen was opening up for Black Sabbath.
And nobody cared about Black Sabbath.
Nobody cared about Black Sabbath.
Right, right.
And if they're trying to blame it on using the tongue to cheapen the seats, it's a scapegoat because, let's face it, Van Halen, 1978, new album came out. They were young. They were hungry. Their years of playing clubs in the early 70s had finally paid off. They were it. And there is no other solo that is truly iconic that just changed the landscape of guitar playing than Eruption. It was revolutionary.
Based on my scenario, I think that was a good call. I will disagree with the guitar solo aspect, but that's another story. So here's the first thing. Congratulations to both of you. It is not a case, but it is a true tale involving Ronnie Van Zant.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. How's that one, huh? Ronnie Van Zant and his little band, maybe you've heard of them, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Uh-huh.
And the guitar solo, I'm sure you heard of this one, is Freebird.
Freebird.
Yes, of course. And
oh, my gosh. My husband would have got that one.
See, and Michael is Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
I got an extra point.
You got a point.
You get it. Really a point for Rolling Stones. Nice.
Yeah, it is a true story. It did happen, and Mick Jagger was most upset with Ronnie Van Zant, and he basically said, deal with it, Mick. And Mick did.
And no suit.
And the tongue, by the way, is a name they gave it because remember the album they had?
Yes.
With the red lips with the tongue hanging out.
So that's what they called it.
Yeah, that's what gave me the idea, actually, was that album.
Have you ever had...
Well, I can't believe I got something that Todd didn't, because in the music world and in the cinema world, Todd knows
his knowledge
most.
Is iconic.
Yeah,
it's almost as iconic as Freebird.
You know, Van Halen used to have this is for people thought that this was them just being jerks, but they used to have a condition in their rider for promotions for promoters that if all the things they needed backstage, certain
beverages,
catering, and they wanted a bowl of M&M's, but there could be no brown M&M's. No brown M&M's.
I wonder why.
And the stories are legendary that they would go and they'd find brown M&M's, and then Van Halen would go nuts and they'd, you know, destroy the backstage and stuff. But later on, they said, here's the reason why. If you got a lot of things going on in an act with pyrotechnics and all this kind of stuff going on, if you went in and saw a bowl of M&Ms that had no brown M&Ms, then you knew that promoter read the writer and took care of everything, and your safety on stage was enhanced, because if they're going to go to the lengths to do no brown M&Ms, and they're going to pay attention to the other safety features and everything.
So it was a test. Very good.
But if you saw brown M&Ms there, then you really needed to take a look at everything that was going on, because this person didn't read the writer. That was what they said. That was their
idea. I thought it was green M&Ms, because didn't green M&Ms for a while get a bad rap?
Green M&Ms got popular for a different reason. but had nothing to do with that.
By the way, Alan Collins and Gary Rossington were the two guys that went out on stage and were participating in the Freebird free concert expression.
Now, I will agree with you that Freebird, that guitar solo, that is a pretty good guitar solo.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it is awesome. The reason I say the reason I say Eruption was iconic was because it was not only a different sound, it introduced a new technique of playing.
Well, it was innovative, yes.
It introduced a new technique of playing, and people were scratching their heads the first time they heard it, asking themselves, how the heck is he playing that? Because it was a completely revolutionary technique at the time.
Well, didn't Jimi Hendrix also revolutionize the playing of the guitar?
Oh, yeah.
He was like,
oh yeah, Hendrix was
awesome.
You know, Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, they all showed up to watch Jimi Hendrix play. And they
of course,
we must go see this guy.
Of course, I have to say, Steve Miller, he's 78 years old, you guys, and he can still play lead guitar like you cannot believe it.
He can shred it.
Great.
I'm as free as a bird now.
That's right. Well, we are heading to the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we've teased it, we're going to talk about Alec Baldwin and what the latest could be coming up for him with regard to the incident that happened on the set of the movie Rust, which is coming up on a year anniversary of that tragedy.
Wow.
And the DA may have made a decision. We've also got some, well, other stuff about drunk polygraph tests and cars that were left on train tracks and the whole ball of wax. Don't go away. And a Johnny Depp update, just for good measure.
You name it, we've got it. And it's all coming up right here on Radio Law Talk with Todd and Denise. Stay tuned as the program continues. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is going to do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
USA Radio News.
Tony Maruso reporting. Groups of Cubans protested Friday night in the streets of Havana for a second night in a row, decrying delays in fully restoring electricity 3 days after Hurricane Ian knocked out power across that island. A foreign monitoring group reported that Cuba's internet service shut down for the second time in 2 days, saying it appeared to be unrelated to problems from the storm. As Hurricane Ian ravaged coastal towns in southwest Florida, residents in Northport, Florida, thought they would be safe, having no beach and living outside areas under evacuation orders. But then the water kept flowing in. Since Ian's passage, water levels have gone up significantly, turning roads into canals, reaching mailboxes, flooding SUVs and trucks, and blocking the main access to an interstate highway, leaving families trapped in their waterlogged homes. And Ian is now a tropical cyclone, moving further inland Friday night after pummeling South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Boys are weird. Is this real life?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So we are back here. More Radio Law Talk. And Cal, you have indicated by the pointing of a finger that you have a caller.
Yes, we have a caller from California who has a great question. Go ahead, caller. You're on Radio Law Talk.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, not too bad. Listening to the news in the last couple of days, apparently this special master issue regarding the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid.
Yes.
The judge appoints a special master who is then supposed to handle things on their own, and then all of a sudden she doesn't want to even abide by whatever the special master deems. And she's been basically chided by the 11th Circuit, or excuse me, the 11th District
Appeals.
Right, and so she basically, as I was listening to commentaries about this, apparently now they're getting into all sorts of expensive staff. And I'm remembering the Kenneth Starr investigation, both Whitewater and Monica Lewinsky. It was thought for years that Kenneth Starr cost America $40 million to do that investigation. But when it came down to it, it turned out it was $60 million.
Well, you know,
and not only did we not learn anything, but basically it was a hoax to begin with.
As the great senator Everett Dirksen said, a million here and a million there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. So, Todd, talk to us about special masters, can you? And what the essence of this question seems to be, once a master's appointed, who's in charge?
So, yeah, first, thank you for the question. I'm going to read you something. It comes from the American Bar Association website on special masters. It says the master is to supervise people that fall under a specific court order to make sure that that court order is being followed, and then they respond, they reply back to the court to give progress updates about whether or not that court order is being followed. And it often happens, a special master is often appointed in the case of searches that deal with documentary evidence from, get this list, attorneys, physicians, psychotherapists, and clergy. Now, what do all of those have in common? Each one of those deals with potentially privileged information. There's the attorney-client privilege, the physician's privilege, the psychotherapist privilege, and the clergy privilege. So what happens is you have a case where maybe there's a search warrant or a subpoena for documents that may or may not contain privileged information. The court would then issue an order that the agencies cannot use, quote, privileged information that they have seized, and the special master is appointed to ensure that that order is being complied with. You can't use this, you can't use this, this is privileged information. They look at it, and then they report back to the court about how things are going. Now, to the extent, there were a lot of pronouns used there, Denise, and maybe you can speak a little bit more of what the caller was talking about. She kept saying she did not comply. From context, was the caller referring to the fact that the judge is not complying with the reports from the special master?
That's my
No, the special master made certain orders that the defendant, if you will, who's actually the plaintiff, had to show in order to overcome his claimed defenses. And so when the special master made those orders, like you have to show if the FBI, you have to do evidence of FBI planting evidence. You have to show evidence. So the special master made these decisions and made them into orders. And then the judge reviewed those decisions that the special master made and then overruled those decisions. First of all, a judge can always overrule a special master. And especially if the judge determines that it was the special master was without authority to make that type of an order. In this particular case, we will see, because the AG's office is actually repealing that decision right away. And we're going to see now the interplay between the judge and the special master, and what's within the special master's authority and what's not within the special master's authority. And that is something that I heard Friday was happening. So there is an expedited appeal going on right now.
So if the court appoints a special master, there's a scope.
Correct.
There's a scope, and essentially the argument right now is the judge overruled some things, perhaps on the grounds that the special master exceeded the scope of the authority that the judge gave him. And then we'll figure that out on appeal. But just to get back to why special masters are appointed, it's usually because there's some sort of privileged information there. The special master has to make sure that certain documents are not reviewed if there is a legitimate privilege and claim of privilege.
Yeah, privilege or confidential.
Yes.
It can be both. There can be differences and distinctions between the two.
Yeah.
And this particular special master is not only going to be determining what is privileged, but they're also going to be determining what is confidential in light of national security.
Oh, exactly.
So we've got some very important things coming out of this. I like it. I'm really glad this is happening, and as an attorney, I get to see all this happening and playing out, because it does further law. It benefits all people in the United States to have law defined and to be furthered and extended and to understand, so that we have some confidence.
You know, it seems
system.
Like there are competing interests here. Are there? And is the special master equipped to handle all of those things?
Yeah, this particular special master is, because he's a federal judge. He's already got security clearance. He had been on the FISA court, which is the warrants, the specialized, very top secret type warrants, and that type of stuff, subpoenas and all that stuff. So he's definitely specially equipped to be a special master in this particular matter.
Now, as to the issue of cost that the caller brought up,
right,
in references to KenStar at $40 million that turned out to be $60 million, all I can say is this. investigations are expensive.
They are.
They are expensive. And the minute you start putting a cap on, well, you can only do it up to this, then you're up to this amount, and then you can't exceed it, then you're going to have people claiming, well, wait a second. So justice took a back seat because somebody didn't want to write a check. And the arguments can go back and forth. And the cost of investigations and a claim about the cost of investigations and complaints about the cost of investigations, I have heard made by the subject and people who didn't like the investigation, regardless of political affiliation. Those on the left have complained if the investigation was something they didn't like. Those on the right have complained if the investigation was something they didn't like. But at the end of the day, investigations are expensive.
And
it just happens.
The biggest complaint would be an incomplete investigation. Both sides are going to say, this is unacceptable.
And exactly. here's another thing, and you guys are right about all of that. You've nailed all of it, I think. And here's another thing. You cannot control the direction of an investigation. Ken Starr started off with Whitewater. It ended up leading him down the Monica Lewinsky path.
Yeah.
You know, you uncover facts and it leads you in a different direction. It's just how things work, I think.
I think so, too. And you know what? That is a perfect segue for the Alec Baldwin matter.
Exactly.
Because right now, in New Mexico, the DA is trying to find the money to complete the investigation and to bring a case against certain individuals and or entities. And what the DA has done is asked for $635,000 to prosecute the case. And the state's Board of Finance has approved half the money already. And the DA now is going to be asking for a special appropriation for the remaining amounts.
Now, look, I see... I can understand why the DA would do this. I mean, you have to think, DAs submit their budgets to counties to receive funding so that they can operate. And when you look at when a DA looks back at the number of cases that they've had and they've prosecuted, and they get an idea of what their annual budget would be. And I think that it's highly unlikely that a DA could even include in a projected budget, oh, by the way, we also need an extra $600,000 off front in the event we're ever dealing with a lawsuit with that deals with prosecuting a celebrity for something that happens. It's just not something that takes into consideration.
And murder cases, yeah.
So usually in those budget things, this is your budget, but if something comes up that's out of the ordinary, you can apply to have an additional budget amount for that specific type case. And I think that's what the DA is doing here. So they've made that request. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about what this means for the potential or likelihood of criminal charges being filed against Alec Baldwin and others on the set. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
To die. And this is what this whole matter is arising out of, is what are the criminal charges that would be brought? Who are the criminal charges going to be brought against? And will those people lawyer up and have very good attorneys? And the answer to that is yes, for sure, they'll have good attorneys. And that's why the budget is so high for the prosecution of this case.
Yes. And not just from the attorney standpoint, because admittedly, anytime you have a lot of litigation, there's going to be motions filed back and forth, and you know, that could happen, that could raise the cost. But counties also have to plan for and prepare for increased media. Anytime you have a case that has increased media, the budget for that case is going to be much higher as well. I mean, what happens if, as a defense, they move for a change in venue? Because there's too much popularity, or the case was too widely known in one venue, so they moved for a change of venue. Well, that, if that's granted, that's going to increase the cost of prosecution, because they're going to have to move all the evidence to a different jurisdiction to hear the trial that's not necessarily the jurisdiction of the home base of the DA.
They have to pay subpoena fees, yeah, and travel expenses, perhaps, and
all of those things come up. And they may also have to pay, on a case like this, this may require the district attorney to take a single or two district attorneys, two attorneys in their office that will work nonstop just on this case, which will increase the budget of the DA to make sure that all of the other cases that those two would normally be part of get handled, because district attorneys don't typically have just one case that they handle. This case would be one of many normally. Well, now they have to have people come in and handle those cases. It just increases the cost. And so,
so because there are potentially different defendants, the question is, what could be the criminal charges? And believe it or not, Todd doesn't even remember this, but he called it a long time ago when this very first thing happened. And what he said was, there are so many people that are training gun safety on the set, and that every person that touches the gun, it doesn't matter if it's a real gun or not, every person that touches a gun has to go through a certain protocol to make sure that that gun is not loaded, make sure that it has, if it, it has to be fake bullets, you know, et cetera, and that you can tell a real from a fake bullet because of the, they purposely put in a little steely ball or whatever it is into a fake one so you could feel it, and you can tell that's the fake one. So here's one of the charges that will be brought against several people. Criminal negligence.
Yeah, criminal negligence.
Criminal negligence, guys.
I do remember saying that the idea here, and look, this was when I went through gun safety course when I was still a DA and possibly going to get a concealed weapons permit for safety reasons because I'm prosecuting people and people didn't like me because of that. And the idea with a handgun is, look, anytime somebody's handed a handgun, what they're supposed to do and what they're trained to do is you take the handgun, you check the chamber to make sure there's no bullets there, you check the wheel to make sure there's nothing there, you do that. Now, Alec Baldwin has said that he was handed a gun and told this is not a live weapon. This is a cold weapon. It's not loaded. Well, if he had followed the training protocol and everybody in that chain, if they had followed the if they had been trained on and followed the protocol, everybody who's handed that weapon hears that it's should hear that it's not a live weapon, it's a cold weapon, and then check to verify that information. Clearly that did not happen. There was a bullet. If anybody had checked the gun like they were trained to, they would have seen a round in the chamber. They would have seen a round. They would have known that that was the case. And then they would have said, wait a minute, how are you saying this is a not a live weapon when I'm seeing a bullet there? And
right. So criminal negligence could clearly be brought against the person or entity supplying the gun and the ammunition. And it could clearly be brought against the gun safety person on set. It could clearly be brought against the people that are actually producing, depending on contractual obligations, maybe. But the interesting thing is that there's also a civil matter that's playing out right now, and the finding in a civil matter has really meant a lot to Alec Baldwin, and he is now reacting to that finding. And perhaps we are going to find out now that Alec Baldwin believes he's going to be prosecuted.
That could be. I mean, it's all speculation at this point, but pretty good. The signs point to that based upon the request recently made for funding by the district attorney. And we should find out in the next week or so, I would imagine, if that's been made public, whether or not or what charges are filed against whom. I would be very surprised if there were murder charges filed, premeditated murder, things like that. But there are does sound like there's going to be something filed.
It could be a gross manslaughter. There could be, you know, some kind of just reckless disregard type of a murder charge. Not murder, but you know what
homicide.
I mean. Homicide. Thank you. And Alec Baldwin, though, has started liquidating assets.
Yes, he has.
And he's liquidating a lot of assets, and in the same year. So it's really important that kind of that's happening. And does that mean he's going to be able to avoid a lawsuit if there's civil penalties against him or an award, a jury award against him? No, not necessarily. That does not mean that, because even if he takes the money and he puts it into a safeguarded trust or a homesteaded asset in Florida, you know, they, in a civil matter, if he is trying to avoid the ultimate payment of a jury award, then you can have those transactions set aside. So I don't know what he's doing except for consolidating and liquidating assets, and maybe what he's going to do is just plan to lawyer up and have the money to do so.
And the syndic says liquidating or hiding assets. Is it the same thing?
Well,
no.
Not necessarily. I mean, look, he could need the money to pay for his legal bills. That could
sure.
be
yeah.
the case. It could be. I know that right after the verdict of not guilty was rendered in the O.J. Simpson case, F. Lee Bailey was on a plane to Florida to purchase a house because Florida is a homestead state, and anticipating that a subsequent civil suit would be filed against O.J. Simpson, that was going to protect his assets, and it actually worked for that. So, but we'll see. A couple of other things to really get to, because we kept talking about this one, and we'll follow up. Talk about negligence on the set of Rust. How about negligence on the part of police officers when they have somebody in the back of their patrol car following arrest and they leave that patrol car parked on train tracks and a train is coming and actually hits the patrol car to injuring the person in the back? You'd like to think that was fiction, but it's not. That
wow.
actually happened.
That happened, and it's a horrific story, and the injuries were horrific. And the allegations are that the police officers heard the whistle of the train and heard that and saw the train coming, and the person in the back did too and was banging, or was hands behind their back and was trying to get out of the back of that car, and that they saw it and knew it was inevitable. And that the police officers did nothing to save that person from being hit by the train.
They didn't die, but 9 broken ribs, broken arm, fractured sternum, and numerous other injuries to the head and the back. That's going to be a lawsuit we'll cover. And then lastly, before we get to quick takes, because we talked about it all 3 hours, guy participates in a fishing tournament off the East Coast. It wins over $100,000 because of the nature of the catch, but they did a polygraph test afterwards to make sure he didn't cheat, and he flunked the polygraph test. He's now filed a lawsuit claiming, and this is a pretty good claim, yeah, I was drunk when I did the polygraph test because after the competition we all sat around drinking. You waited until then, and your rules say you're not supposed to administer a polygraph test to a drunk person because they will flunk it. So he's going to sue to try to get his money back.
What made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of him.
Yes.
Isn't that
yes.
what the song goes? And now I'm sure there are quick takes between our two brilliant minds at the Radio Law Talk studio table. Denise Dirks, would you like to go first, please?
I would. I understand that the Utah judge who gave the nude boudoir album to the husband made his ruling only after taking the evidence under submission.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Kunin, I'm sure you likewise.
They do. I do. You know, they say love is blind, but maybe somebody told Sylvester Stallone's wife what was coming down the pike in terms of money, so she might have been blind, but got back together with Sly.
Love may be blind, but the president's on those dollar bills. Oh, they're blind, too.
Yes.
And I have one more thing to say. Johnny Depp is dating his U.K. lawyer, not the California lawyer, and she's getting a divorce from her husband. We were also teased that, and it had to be said.
All right. That'll do it for Radio Law Talk. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.